Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
With Hallows Eve just around the corner, it's time to bring out the ghosts and ghouls that make the celebration fun. But drag performer Hollow Eve takes it a step further and leaves a crowd at the edge of their seat. Hollow pushes the limits of what their body can do. They pierce their skin with needles, dance with live bugs all over their body, and perform with their mouth sewn shut. Their extreme acts got them the opportunity to compete on Dragula Season 3. Hollow spoke with KALW's Porfirio Rangel on how they brought the filth and horror of San Francisco to the show.
It's a pretty lit night here at Beau, a dance nightclub in the Castro. Tonight, I'm planning on hanging out with some friends, getting a few drinks, and watching a drag show. The drag performers go on stage one at a time, and they're doing whatever they can to entertain the audience. They're lip-syncing while doing some splits and grabbing some dollar bills from the crowd. Then, onto the headliner.
We have one of the cast members from Season 3 joining us. San Francisco's very own. I'm obsessed. It's Halloween!
Hollow Eve gets on stage wearing a black top and loose bottoms with black and green makeup all around their eyes and lips. Their mouth is sewn shut by string, but it's loose enough to lip sync to the song. Their hat has three syringes sticking out of it and four needles pierced through their forehead. The crowd is cheering and living for the performance. Then, in an unexpected moment, Hollow grabs a syringe from their hat and sticks it through their cheek and injects some kind of liquid from their mouth. Yeah, that was me reacting to the moment. I'm in total shock, but I cannot take my eyes off to what's happening. As the number goes on, Hollow ejects the rest of the needles into their cheeks. The crowd is in awe, but Hollow doesn't seem to flinch from the pain. They look fearless and comfortable being on stage. San Francisco is, after all, where it all started.
It was the early 2000s. I was going to San Francisco State University, and my friend asked me if I wanted to do a drag number with them, and that was the beginning, and I did a drag number at Tranny Shack as Rush Limber. Being in San Francisco for almost 18 years, this drag scene was such an artistic, boundary-pushing, life-changing, mind-blowing drag scene. Art that, like, makes you throw away your fear. Art that makes you want to challenge your fear. That's San Francisco drag to me. That's what I was raised in.
Eventually, from their experience, Hollow Eve came about.
Hollow Eve was born 6 years ago. I wanted to be able to have a drag identity that could be whatever I wanted it to be. And a lot of people think of Hollow as negative, but I see negative space as an opportunity to fill it. People talk about Hollow as being vacant or vacuous, and I don't see it as that at all. I see it as endless opportunity.
Hollow identifies with all pronouns as long as they're spoken with respect. But after their experiences on the show, they've moved away from using she, her pronouns because of how they were being used more as a slur. But their identity influences their art.
The reason I approached my art with the idea that it was post-binary is that my art is about deconstructing more than the gender binary. I myself am non-binary, and so I wanted to dismantle the monarchical structure of king and queen for myself. So I was like, I'm going to be a drag socialist to give myself the playing field to represent and embody any gender that I choose when performing, so that I can ask all the questions that I want to ask in order to deconstruct binary structures in general. And I'm a bit of an anarchist, so my art often comes with a total sense of self-destruction.
Some of the acts they do are straight out extreme. They stretch their skin, perform with live bugs all over their face, dance with candles on their fingers before putting them out with their tongue. Some people might attempt these after having a few shots in them, but Hala performs them on stage without giving a second thought, and so calmly.
I have a very different pain threshold than most people do, so things that most people find or seem really painful are actually not painful to me. I generally have found that all you have to do it is the first time, and then you understand yourself. Yeah, it's a fear, but you know, and some of the stuff I do seems extreme, but once I've done it, it's not extreme at all anymore. It's just, I've just walked through a door and opened a cage and come to the other side. And so I love challenging my fears because it allows me to be myself and to free parts of myself that didn't allow me to exist.
And their art and extreme performances got the attention of the Boulay brothers and a spot on season 3 of the reality competition show, Dragula. Surprisingly, Hala was pretty hesitant to be part of the show, even after auditioning. But after talking with some friends, they were on board to shake things up. Hala already knew some of the other cast members, but that didn't take away any of their excitement being on set.
When I looked around the room, it's such a diverse and interesting cast. Like, there wasn't even someone I felt I could compare myself to, which is a really healthy place to come into competition, because you don't, when you're so different and you can see the value of the people around you, like, that's healthier, because then you can just make art for yourself. I'm always in it to make my art, and I believe intrinsically that failure is one of the most important things that we can experience in life, and that failure, when things don't execute the way that you want them to do too, it's nothing but a moment to learn.
And Hala did have a moment. Hala does these crazy acts, and a lot of people think they're fearless, but there was a moment that kind of caught them off guard.
And so I'm making my entire outfit out of panty liners and tampons, and I am decoupaging my entire body in a feminist manifesto book called I really am inspired to bring light to what women are made to feel shame for. So I attach 2 panty liners to each other. The entire look is just an homage to women and to putting out there something and making something beautiful out of what we're meant to hide in shame. I did release a public apology as soon as I watched episode 5 because I connected menstruation to being a woman. Honestly, I do not identify as a woman, but I think part of my experience on the show was to be treated as a woman. I was actually personally very upset. Hearing myself call myself a woman, it felt like an out-of-body experience. And that was really hard. I released my apology and I meant it. I was actually personally very upset.
Hala ended up placing 7th in the competition, but left with lasting memories and a special bond with the rest of the cast.
I think the most exciting thing about doing Dragula season 3 is my family and the drag family that has been created and our cast, which is super connected. I feel like I could have a relationship with each person that was really lovely in its own.
Okay. Back to tonight's show. It's almost done, and we're all waiting for the finale. After seeing Hala's first act, I thought there was no way to top it. Oh man, was I wrong. To end the night, they come on stage with their breasts pierced and string pulling from the ends of the stage. I'm totally freaking out. But to simply put it, this is Hala Weave in their fullest. In San Francisco, I'm Porfirio Rangel for Cross Currents.
Porfirio is a recent graduate of our KALW Audio Academy, and he spoke to Hala Weave. You can catch them on the show Dragula. We'll show you where to find that at KALW.org.